This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. As baseball's regular season comes to a close, we all know that to go deep into the playoffs, teams need to get hot at the right time. And to win it all, veteran players with postseason experience are a must. And, of course, pitching and defense win championships. Except that it turns out that none of these things is necessarily true. Grantland staff writer Ben Lindbergh wrote about MLB playoff myths this week. Ben, as the teams are trying to clinch playoff spots late in the season, we hear a lot about teams that are out of contention playing the role of spoilers. But spoiler alert, you report that spoilers are a myth.
Right. Well, when you think about it, it's kind of a silly idea, right? Because you're saying that certain teams have an ability to, despite being bad teams throughout the year, have the ability to spoil a good team's season by, say, outplaying its true talent. We're saying that the bad team is motivated by the prospect of keeping this other team out of the playoffs, but was not itself motivated throughout the year by the idea of doing well itself. And so when you look at the actual numbers, there's no actual ability to outplay one's record or one's true talent just because you have this incentive of keeping another team out of the playoffs.
This time of year, we hear a lot about veteran players and teams that have been there before. Is there any evidence at all that playoff experience translates to playoff wins?
When you look at the numbers, either on an individual player level, when you compare guys who do or don't have playoff experience and what happens to their stats in the playoffs, or when you look at a team level and look at the percentage of team plate appearances, say, that go to players who have been in the playoffs before, there's no effect over and above the team's regular season record that would suggest that having experienced players helps. And even if you look at, say, a player's first plate appearance in the postseason, when theoretically you'd think that he'd be a bundle of nerves, there doesn't seem to be any indication that that's the case.
All right, now this next one is really going to surprise a lot of old baseball heads. Playoff teams with two or three top-flight starting pitchers tend to get a lot of buzz. But even you were surprised to find out that having a few aces is not always aces.
The schedule in the playoffs is a little bit different. You have more off days, and therefore you can skip, say, your fifth starter or some of the worst guys in your bullpen, and you can give a higher percentage of your innings to good pitchers, the guys you want to be in there all the time. And theoretically, that should favor the teams with a top-heavy rotation or a top-heavy bullpen, but there doesn't seem to be any great benefit there. And most likely that's because if you are a playoff team with, say, weak pitching, you have to do something else right. So you must be a strong, you know, hitting team. This year's Angels, for example, who've clinched a playoff spot already, they don't have much of a strong starting rotation, but they've got the best offense in baseball.
I need something to cling to during this postseason, Ben. Is there a baseball truism that actually is true in October?
Well, that's where the danger comes in, because we don't want to believe that this is entirely random, that we've invested 6 or 7 months in rooting for a team, and then suddenly, 3 games later, it can all be over. We want to blame that on some flaw in the roster that could have been corrected. All that teams have in their favor is if you are a better team in the regular season, then you would tend to be a better team in the postseason. But even there, there's a lot of uncertainty. And that's just something you have to accept going into the playoffs. It's an exciting month and also sort of a sadistic one.
Ben Lindbergh is a staff writer for Grantland, and there are a lot more MLB playoff myths on his list. Link to his article at onlyagame.org. Ben, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Sure. Thanks for having me.